also
happy
happened,
17th anniversary.
It also happened to be,
dear listeners,
Big Fatty's birthday.
Well, happy 17th birthday,
happy
Big Fatty.
Happy 17th birthday, Big Fatty.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thanks for coming. Half of these on the Trello, I'm not going to know what they are.
Next year, you'll be old enough to vote.
Let's do emails and
just in time for
possible this. Text messages, but possibly not text messages first.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It also happened to be,
dear listeners,
Big Fatty's birthday.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4829 of the BFO for Wednesday the 12th of August 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I am so far behind on everything. I'm going to do a quick catching up today with Mike and Joe.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a sun-drenched good morning to you. Hello, catcher-ruppers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your catcher-ruppers today. Y'all, it's hell. It's hell turning 70 because, y'all, I forget things. And, y'all, I meant to say on yesterday's little show, explain why the Monday little show didn't come out because, you know, everybody, oh, did he glow to glory? Did he not make it to 70? And, y'all, it's just partially true. My brain didn't make it to 70. Y'all, when I posted or scheduled the little show for Monday, y'all, I didn't change the time, and so it was going to post Monday afternoon. It was a calamity. But I did survive, and you got your little show. All right, that's number one. Y'all, number two, I say, chew, y'all, that Moose P said, oh, I hope Big Fatty saw a giftette on the porch of the veranda of the villa. And, I had not seen it. And because y'all, I don't go out. I think it was delivered Sunday. I don't remember. But y'all, I don't go out on Monday and two. I say Tuesday because I don't pick up the newspaper because it's the e-paper. And so y'all, I forgot to pick it up. No, I think it was delivered Saturday, and when I went out to get the paper, y'all, it doesn't matter. I forgot to bring the giftette, so we're gonna open it today. And the other thing that I've been I'm not even close to finishing the weekend, so I'm gonna just give the catching up y'all. It's gonna be on speed catching is what it's gonna be. You know, it's like speed dating or something like that. Oh, Big Fatty, vulgar. So y'all, it was, but we'll do that a little bit later. And y'all, I realized on yesterday's little show, I didn't thank everybody that sent me e-letters or those mechanical cats. Y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho sent me one with kitty cats and puppy dogs. Oh, Big Fatty, I love the kitty cats. It's true. And and there was a fish on it too, and some sort of a chipmunk or something. Oh yes, Big Fatty, fish and chipmunk. Is that the blue plate special today? Yeah, fish and chipmunk. But y'all, and I'm already confused today. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Archer And you heard Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill and DJ Ron and Gary with two R's. Dear Gussie, y'all, I got an e-letter from over there at the Podcast Maps. You know, you can go to podcastmaps.com and see what that's all about. But y'all, there's a new pin in the map, y'all. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that it hadn't been there before now. But y'all, our new listener who has added their pin to the map, y'all, they're from over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, they come to the Podcasters of America supper at the Colon Aid every year. Y'all was here at the villa back in the end of May, I think. And y'all been a daily listener. Y'all just as kind a person as you'll ever meet. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Apple Louie Peterpotamus. Yeah, so Big Fatty, he's got more names than, well. Well, y'all, I got a card from my sister-in-law. I'm just going to share it with you. And on the front of it, and I'll put a picture of it up at noon today. Y'all, it's like a game show, and there's the old man standing at the podium, and the quiz master is standing there, and the lady with the wheel is standing there, and it says game shows for people your age, and the old man is saying, "I'd like to buy a bowel." And y'all, you open it up, and it shows the puzzle that he's trying to solve, and it's two words. The first word is woo, W-O-O, and the second word is question mark, O-O, exclamation point. And so the old man says, "Oh, I want to guess the puzzle," and y'all, he guess, woo, poo. Oh, y'all, my sister-in-law ain't right. Anyway, y'all, I got a card. One of our folks saying, "Good morning, Big Fatty." Got a card here from him. Y'all, it's from the Haunt Cub. Y'all, it's taped up. It's taped up as if the skull. Y'all, I'm going to have to have a word with him. Y'all, I'm going to see. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to see the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill and DJ Ron. And Gary with two R's this coming weekend over at Hot Dog Down the Hallway. Y'all, I can't get this open. All right. Y'all, he's stumped me. I'm going to have to cut across the top of the envelope because I cannot undo the tape. And let's just see what we got here. And there's a cat. And oh. Y'all, I can't get it out of the envelope now. Fatty, did he tape it in the envelope? Oh, and here we go. Here we go. Y'all, it's two ladies, and one of them is saying, "People say older men have more endurance." And the other lady says, "But who wants to fuck an old man for a long time?" Fatty, vulgar. Y'all, you open it up and it says, "Good luck enduring another birthday. Have a wonderful exiting of the birth canal. See you soon. Love, Jay and Bill." Well, Jay and Bill, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. Y'all, I'll put the picture up at noon today. And y'all, here's the Here's the other gift app for. I assume this is the gift app from Moose Peace. And yes, Big Fatty, since he told you it was sitting on the porch. Let's just verify that, y'all. That you know, there's always a card inside, and there's not this time. Oh, here it is. It says "Happy Birthday from Moose," so it is from Moose. And y'all, it's another book. It's another book, y'all. It's the Big Fatty. Y'all, it's called The Long Game, and y'all, this is from the Heated Rivalry book series, and y'all, this is The Long Game, y'all. This is about the gay hockey player that falls in love with the coffee shop boy, and you know, at the end of one of the episodes, he brings him down and is just you know, y'all, there was some tongue action, is it? But Moose, thank you so much for that. They're on the reading list, as Mr. Cackle would say. So anyway, y'all, pictures will be up at noon today. Y'all, I had so many people send me messages on the www and the blue butterfly. I'd like to buy a poo. Y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I will just catch you up on the weekend by saying, and I don't know where I was, but I know I washed my sheets on Friday, and y'all, the only reason I remember that is because I wrote it down on my pad. And y'all, since we weren't having Friday at Fatty's, the Nip and Durwood and I, we went to the Basil Thai restaurant. Y'all, I had the pho. And y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, it's basically soup. Saturday, y'all, the Nip, y'all, he's off on his Alaxan adventure with his friends. And y'all, they're up there in northern Mexico right now. I should have alerted the Turnip Head and Mr. Mike and all the rest. Who else is up there? Urban Guy T.O. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, they're heading, and the who is that guy? He's the drives the cars, the Faye driver, Mr. Anderson, and y'all, they're heading towards the Alaxan highway, which at one time in my life, it was just a gravel road, but I think they finally finished paving it. But in the summertime, that's the only time they can repair it. So there's lots of different things going on with that. Y'all watched the sports ball over the weekend. Y'all, the Hatlanta Braves lost two games to the Yanks. But they won the last one on Sunday afternoon, and then Monday night they couldn't have shot themselves in the foot anymore. Y'all, the Metropolitans, who have the worst record in baseball, y'all, in the first inning they scored 5 runs, and y'all, they just couldn't catch up from there. And but anyway. Monday, it was just a quiet day here in the villa. I think I may have told you that. Did I tell you that? I don't remember what I've told and what I didn't tell. But anyway, all said and done, it's been unremarkable. And y'all, that's just fine. I've had phone calls from several folks. And y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters I'd like to play today if I could shut up. But y'all, before I shut up, y'all, this afternoon I was, I just laid down for a little nip a nap in the live chamber. And this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your
ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller. Guess who? It was my construction worker, gentleman caller, and he said, "Hey, Big Patty, what are you doing?" I said, pulling the special chat so you can come by. He says, "I'll be there in 20 minutes." And he came by, and it was just lovely. And he's gotten his hair cut. You know, it's kind of it's very full on the top and long on the top. And then it has kind of it's not a man bun, but it's kind of a ponytail back there. I think the old gal has one of those. Oh, yes, Big Patty. And then he has it kind of shaved short on the side. So if you see him from the back, it almost looks like he's got kind of mohawkish. It's just lovely. And he was here for... Oh, I don't know. He was here for well over an hour. And I just can't say anything more. Well, Big Fatty moved the show forward. Well, anyway, and Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal voice letters, but I don't have time to play them today. I promise I'll play it tomorrow. And so many nice wishes over there at the WWW. Straight Bob and Miss Beaver. I heard from Tom, Shy Tom, and Holly and KC. They sent me a picture of a cake. Big Fatty, a cake? And yes, look at it. Oh, that's vulgar. It is a picture of a round cake, and there's an adornment on top it looks like a Big Fatty's junk. Yes, Big Fatty, and what is all that icing coming down from the antenna? Yes, the antenna. There's some sort of icing dripping down from the antenna, and then there's extremely large testicles on the cake, and it's just as vulgar as it can be, and I couldn't be happier that they sent that to me. I thank everybody that knows me or every company that knows me has sent me, happy birthday, Big Fatty. And I know I read some of those to you last week. Even the Delta Airlines sent me, they didn't send me a free ticket or anything, but, dear Gussie, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Big Fatty will be going to, I did not go to Shady Pines on Tuesday night. Just needed a break. And my lady friend is just fine with that, but we'll get together next week. Be heading to the Bonzies. Probably won't get much since there won't be a freight at Fatty's, because Durward and Granny and I will be at the Cinema Complex for Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Trash Sprinkles. They had their 20th year anniversarium show come out. And, Tim, anything you want to remind people of?
It also happened to be,
dear listeners,
Big Fatty's birthday.
Oh, yes, everybody is quite aware of that. They're sick and tired of hearing about it. Move the show forward.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.